am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. There couldn't be better news in all the world than that, that God is reconciling human beings to himself through Yeshua, Jesus, the promised Messiah of Israel, the Savior of the world, the one we call Yeshua. You probably know him better as Jesus of Nazareth. However you know him, it's important to know him. And we just delighted to be with you today. Welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher. This program is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. We welcome you to go there. You'll find lots of great articles, sound files of some of Rabbi Lauren's sermons. Rabbi Glenn with you today, coming to you live from the spacious and congenial studios of Faith Talk 1500. And got a really nice guy on the other end of the line. And I'll just tell you how he describes himself on Facebook and let y'all be the judge. I am a Jewish gospel singing, piano playing, family cherishing, Bible reading, ever learning, God fearing, baby booming follower of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah of Israel and the Savior of the world. We want to welcome to Jesus Made Me Kosher today our dear friend Marty Goetz. Marty, welcome back to Jesus Made Me Kosher.
Well, hi, Rabbi Glenn. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, sure. We had a lot of fun last time, and the show goes by so quickly. We just felt like we wanted more. And isn't that always a good thing, to leave people wanting a little bit more?
Yes, yes, yes. My father-in-law, my wife Jennifer's father, was an actor. He's since passed away, unfortunately, but he used to tell me, always leave him wanting more. But I think that was his way of telling me he thought my concerts were too long.
Well, you're always going to get an honest assessment from your father-in-law, I think.
That's true. That's true. And I miss him for that very reason.
Well, last time we had you on, we got to hear your story of, you know, growing up and, you know, going to temple in Cleveland and having your bar mitzvah. And eventually, while working as a duo, came to know Jesus as your Messiah, so that you, along with me and many others, can say Jesus made me kosher. And we wanted to bring you back and talk a little bit more about some of the music that you've done, and also want to just let people know where they can get more of your music and find out more. Before we do, I kind of wanted, if you don't mind, to give people in a thumbnail sketch your biography by playing a little bit of A Jew Born Anew. So let's run that.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew we are. We'd come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on Bar Mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get Bar Mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. When I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through, I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah.
The wonderful, mellifluous, uplifting sounds of Marty Goetz. Love that song, Marty. I never get tired of that song.
Aw, that's sweet.
I know in a sense, it's kind of a signature song for you, and you've been singing it a long time, but I tell you, it's just so awesome. And I wanted our Faith Talk 1500 audience to hear it. If you're just tuning in, where have you been? You're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher. Rabbi Glenn in with you today. And my guest, Marty Goetz, a Jewish follower of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, just a wonderful guy, a mensch, but also happens to be a really cool musician and singer. And that was A Jew Born Anew. And folks, if you want to get some more of Marty's music, and it's not all like that. I feel like I should qualify it. Some of Marty's music is just some of the most beautiful and worshipful music. But if you want to get a flavor of that, you can just go to MartyGoetz.com, and I'll spell that just so that for those who don't know Goetz, MartyGoetz.com, MartyGoetz.com, and really enjoy that. In fact, Marty, this past weekend, I was up in Minneapolis performing a wedding. I don't do a whole lot of weddings, but these were friends of the family from way back. So I schlepped up to Minneapolis, and turns out that one of the groom's dear friends, was going to be doing some of the music, and one of the songs, wouldn't you know, was Ana Adonai.
That
you had written. And you ready for this? It was during communion. In fact, right after pronouncing them husband and wife and all of the joy, we turned around and said that now they would like, as their first act as a married couple, to serve you in communion. And Ana Adonai was one of the beautiful songs played during that time.
Wow, well, that's really exciting. Thanks for telling me that.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
And the Jew Born Anew is, of course, on a DVD we have called Psalm Enchanted Evening in Concert with yours truly, and that was done up in Canada, and we also have a CD of that, and we did that a few years back at Crossroads Studios in Canada, so it's fun to hear it again. And Ana Adonai would be fitting for that's from our Love of God CD, and that would be fitting for communion because it's based on Psalm 118 where the people of Israel were welcoming Yeshua into Jerusalem by saying, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And, of course, soon after that, he gave his life for us. And, of course, communion represents his body and his blood, so it fits.
Right, and just the fact that it's a wedding, and at a Jewish wedding, of course, and this was, we say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is the one who comes.
I'm sorry, I jumped on what you were saying, but absolutely, that's something that is said at every Jewish wedding, that's very good.
Now, you've been, you and your family, your wife Jennifer, and your daughter Danielle Misha, you guys live in the Nashville area, right?
We do. We live in Brentwood, Tennessee, which is a few minutes outside of downtown Nashville.
I don't know how old a picture this is that I'm looking at, but it's the three of you at a piano, and it's the most adorable thing I think I've ever seen.
Oh, so, you're so sweet.
Next
I don't
to my
know,
kids.
I don't know what picture that is, but she's, she, She, if anybody picks up our DVD, she's quite a bit younger in the DVD. She's a little girl. Now she's at college.
Oh, well, that answers that, because she looks like she's about 9 years old here.
Yeah, you know, she's a senior in college already, believe
me. Wow.
So the days go quickly.
Wow, they grow up so quickly. Well, I want to play another sound, a little bit of a taste of some of your music. This next song is called Adonai. And again, you're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher and our guest, Marty Goetz. And here's his song, Adonai.
Ana, Adonai, Ana, Adonai. Anna, Adonai, Anna, Adonai, Anna, Adonai, Hatzlich, Anna, Hoshiana, Hoshiana, Baruch Hava, Hashem Adonai, Hoshiana.
Adonai, answer us, O Lord. Hoshiana, save us, O Lord. Chatzlichana, prosper us, O Lord. Beautiful music by Marty Goetz. Marty, tell us a little bit about some of what goes into your songwriting. As you know, obviously the blending of scripture and music. What's the process like for you?
Well, you know, they all come differently. That one, I just I studied Hebrew, and of course you pronounce it probably a little more correctly than when I sing it. Sometimes I take some liberty with the syllables when I'm singing it, but I happened to like that passage from Psalm 118, and I just sit down, and often I'll, with the Hebrew like that, I'll just learn to sing Hebrew in a synagogue in Cleveland, right across the way from Detroit. And I just sometimes will sit down with a passage like that and just put some music to it, you know, almost like I just put it right up on the piano and let the actual words kind of speak a melody to me. Other ones, I've had a few. I have a song called Sanctuary that's the title of one of our CDs that came to me while I was doing a men's meeting in Las Vegas. I was playing for a bunch of businessmen for whom I played that were part of the MDRT Roundtable study group. They were businessmen who studied the scriptures, and before they went to their big conference, and I was the worship leader, and just was playing, and a melody came to me, and put some words to it later on, and My most recent song is something called Teach Us to Number Our Days from a CD called Hope of Glory. And I wrote that sometimes just melodies will be in my head, and that there was a particular, just a strain of melody in my head, not even a whole melody, but just a strain of a little piece of melody. And I sat down and was reading Psalm 90, and just kind of came together. So Drew Born Anew, of course, that was kind of, as you said, kind of a signature song that I did early on in my walk, just to tell people what had become of me. And so they all come differently, and your listeners could pray for me for more new music. As I think I told you the last time we were together, my producer Tom Howard, who did a lot of our CDs, passed away, and so I've been really in a little bit of a slow season trying to kind of find a new way of getting my work done with other people. So their prayers would be appreciated. And also, if you don't mind my asking, since you have many people that pray, my mom, Florence Goetz, Cleveland, Ohio, that's her name, Florence, she's not doing well physically. You know, and I joke a lot about her, even in my DVD joke about my mom wanting to, you know, having to say my son the gospel singer. and she's not doing well right now in terms of her health. So if they would lift up a prayer for her, I'd appreciate that too.
Yeah, in fact, to pray, did your mom ever become a believer?
She's never become a believer. She's 91 years old. She's having some real bad health problems, and, you know, we don't know how much longer she's here, and she just doesn't believe, and she doesn't believe that I believe, and she doesn't believe that I believe in Yeshua, and she doesn't believe that I might not vote the way she votes either.
That'll be show number three, yeah. Jews, politics, and Messiah. Oh, I tell you.
Well, it's all in the same mix, but prayers would be appreciated because, sure. You know, I think with the Jewish people, they just, as you probably teach all the time, you know, there is a blindness, the scripture says, that has come upon the Jewish people, and it says then until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. I read that simply to say that God is continually reaching out to the nations of the world, but his heart is continually towards Israel and never ceases to reach out to them and wants them to open their eyes and turn to him and see him for who he is, our Messiah.
Now, Marty, tell us a little bit about an album that you released, I believe, in March of this year, Lead Me Home. I was looking at, and it looks like a little bit of a departure from some of the things that you've done, because I'm looking at the titles of the songs, and there's some very familiar hymns. Come Thou Font, It Is Well With My Soul, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, My Jesus, I Love Thee, which is one of my favorites of all time.
I do a lot of I play at a lot of Messianic congregations, and I'm so blessed that they have always enabled me to be part of what they do. I just came back from a big Messiah conference, they call it. The Messianic Jewish Alliance of America has one every year in Pennsylvania, and played there and have a great time. But I also play a lot of different places like The Cove, Billy Graham's Training Center in North Carolina, and I lead worship for a lot of church groups and church conferences, and they often like to sing just the favorite hymns, you know, of that have been written over the years. And I've always loved the hymns. When I became a believer, you know, before I even really knew I was a Jew born anew, when I just basically became a believer and started going to churches, I loved hearing those hymns. I thought they were beautiful. I've always loved them. And so seeing as how, as I said, you know, seeing as how I'm trying to find some new things to do, Jenny and I decided, well, let's not be idle. Let's do some projects of music that's not necessarily my own music, but music that we can apply our personal touch to. And we had a producer, wonderful man named Rick Elias, who's also a wonderful artist himself, and he produced it for us. We love the album. It's a departure. It's very low key, and it's very it's smaller arrangements than we've used before, but it's quite intimate. And if you like the hymns, I think you'll really like this CD.
Oh, well, yeah.
Lead Me Home, it's called.
Yeah, Lead Me Home by Marty Goetz. And, yeah, I'm planning to pick that up. You know, I was looking at your Facebook page. It's a really well-done page. There's a lot of interest there. And I'm looking at all the places where you're playing, and you're just, like, all over the place. I was looking at some photos. You're in Israel. One shot, you're in Tiberias, and it's just so beautiful up there. And another one, it doesn't say where it is, but it looks like Caesarea by the Sea. I'm not sure.
That is where it is. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know your spots. Yes, I was there with Greg Laurie from California, and he took a group. They called it "In the Land of Jesus and the Footsteps of Paul." And so it was a wham bam tour. I mean, we went from one place to the other really quickly, and then took a cruise to the places where Paul preached the gospel. But that particular spot, we were right on the sea. Right there near Caesarea or Caesarea Tiberias, and he was preaching on spreading the gospel, and he called me up just kind of, he wasn't supposed to call me up, he just did it kind of serendipitously, called me up, and I sang a song called Hineni from our Love of God CD, which is all about Isaiah getting the vision of God and saying, you know, God saying, who will go for us? And he says, Hineni, here am I, send me. And it was just the perfect moment there right by the sea.
Yeah, and in fact, there's a beautiful amphitheater right there that survived from the Roman era.
Yes.
It's just so beautiful. Yeah, I would have recognized that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, between North Carolina and California, Nashville, Israel, Greece, I'm just thinking maybe you need to write a new song called Schlepping for Messiah. I don't know.
Or, Schlepping for the Savior. Yeah, I'll consider that. I'll tell you, it is a schlep, and I'm not a youngster anymore. But your listeners can offer up a prayer for our continued health. Jenny and I are, you know, we're aging baby boomers, but we're trying to finish well.
Yep.
So if they'd pray for us, that would be great.
Absolutely. Well, let's give our listeners just a little more taste of some of the beautiful music of Marty Goetz. This next song called I Am.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought the desolations, how he has brought his early help. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. When the nations rage and all the kingdoms fall, he says, I am, I am, I am. The home of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He breaks the bow, he shatters.
The song I Am by Marty Goetz. And just beautiful and worshipful music, folks. If you would like to pick up some of his music, I encourage you to go to his website. It's MartyGoetz.com, MartyGoetz, Marty Goetz, one long word, .com. And you can find out more. You can read his story about his musical career with Bert and Marty and then coming to faith and all that God has led him through. You can learn more about his concert schedule. And, you know, if you're here in the Metro Detroit area, you're out of luck for the meantime. If you're in California, Florida, or Nashville, you have a better chance of hearing. But we got to get you out here to Detroit, Marty. We got to get you out.
That would be great. I'd love to come to Detroit.
So when you come back to Cleveland to visit Mom, and after Temple on the Heights has a special concert where they welcome back a son of their own congregation, say, look, he's a Messianic Jew. And he's made it, and now we want to have. Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, but we'd love to have you come to Detroit, and maybe we can get some congregations to get together and have you come out. But again, folks, Marty Goetz, you can get his music and learn more about his ministry at MartyGoetz.com, MartyGoetz. And folks, want to ask you also just repeat that prayer request. Marty's mother, Florence. She's 91. She's not doing so well physically, and she doesn't know the Lord yet. And, you know, the time is short. So if you folks wouldn't mind praying for Florence, that would be wonderful, and pray that she'll come to know the Lord, and pray that God might open a door for Marty to again share his faith with his mom. Marty, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you spending some time with us again.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Glenn. Thanks for having me, and God bless you and your listeners.
God bless you too, Marty, and your whole beautiful, beautiful family. Again, folks, MartyGoetz.com. You can find his music there. Just beautiful, worshipful music with a really nice sense of humor. So I encourage you to do that. Well, we're just about out of time. Want to thank you all for listening today to Jesus Made Me Kosher. We do want to invite you to come and worship with us any Saturday morning at Congregation Shema Yisrael. We meet at 10:30 at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. It's on Telegraph Road, just north of Long Lake Road. We'd love to have you join us. So on behalf of Rabbi Lauren and myself, Rabbi Glenn, and everybody at Shema, want to say thanks for listening. Tune in again tomorrow at the same time, and shalom, shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.